I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States said Friday it was deeply concerned by the detention of a U.S. citizen who was working as a journalist in Myanmar and pressed the military government for his immediate release. A spokesperson for the U.S. State Department says officials from the U.S. Embassy in Yangon had sought to visit the journalist Daniel Fenster but had not been allowed access. He was detained for unknown reasons at the main international gateway in Yangon on Monday while preparing to fly to Malaysia, according to his publication Frontier Myanmar. The U.S. State Department calls Fenster's detention and the arrest and use of violence by the Myanmar military against other journalists an unacceptable attack on freedom of expression. The country has been in turmoil since the military overthrew the elected government on February 1st, citing alleged election fraud. The intervention sparked protests and strikes that the military has struggled to suppress, despite its use of lethal force and the arrest of thousands of people. The World Health Organization said Friday it was still awaiting expert guidance as it faces increasing pressure for a new, more in-depth investigation of coronavirus pandemic origins. U.S. President Joe Biden this week ordered his intelligence community to investigate whether the COVID-19 virus first emerged in China from an animal source or from a laboratory accident. There's growing impatience with waiting for a conclusive WHO investigation into how the worldwide pandemic began that's killed 3.5 million people. The WHO finally managed to send a team of independent international experts to Wuhan, China in January. But the international team drew no firm conclusions. This is VOA News. 32 members of parliament in the Democratic Republic of Congo